بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وإمام المتقين سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم لا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين ولا أقل من ذلك. Honorable MC Sheikh Muhammad Ihsan Talib, Honorable President of the Muslim Digital Council Maulana Ihsan Hendricks, Honorable Special Guest all the way from Zimbabwe, our beloved colleague and friend Mufti Ismail Musa Mink, the members of the Imara, the members of the Executive of the MGC, respected ulama, Honorable Huffaz, my beloved mothers and fathers, beloved sisters and brothers and dear children, I greet you with a universal greeting of love and peace and mercy. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. يقول سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, if we had to reveal this Quran on the mountains, you would have seen the mountain crumble into pieces, humble itself. من خشية الله, because of the awareness and the consciousness of the greatness of Allah and the greatness of the words of Allah. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالِ, such examples do we give you. We give people لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, so that we must contemplate, so we must ponder over the greatness of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jamaat Muslimin, when we came in tonight, we could feel the vibrations of this gathering, and that is because of the Quran. So tonight I would love to encourage myself and your honorable self to make more time for the Quran. Our beloved Nabi Muhammad says, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ الْقُرْآنُ فِي وَادٍ وَهُمْ فِي وَادٍ غَيْرُ. A time will come when the people will be on the one side of the world and the Quran will be on the other side of the world. What does it mean? People will have no time for the Quran. The miracle of our beloved Nabi Muhammad, each and every Nabi came with miracles. And when they left this world, they left this world with their miracles. Except for the miracle of our beloved Nabi Muhammad, the greatest miracle. So please make more time. In fact, Allah asked a question in another ayah of the Quran. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. Don't people ponder and contemplate on the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Alhamdulillah, we are here tonight because of people and certain people who have decided to join the ranks of the Ahlul Quran, the family of the Quran, the people of the Quran. And Allah says, Rasulullah says about these people, Ahlul Quran, hum Ahlullah. The family of the Quran, people that spend their time with the Quran, they are the family of Allah. Allah's got no family. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. But Allah considers those people who make time for the Quran, that love the Quran, that study the Quran, that practice the Quran, that they are the family of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَخَاصَتُهُ, and the most special people by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of the greatness and the barakah of this gathering, we make dua that Allah must grant all of us here to be of the family of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, it is narrated by Sayyidina Abdullah Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, that our beloved Nabi Muhammad said, أشراف أمتي حملة القرآن وأصحاب الليل, أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. the most respected and the most honored of my ummah are those people who are carrying the Quran and memorize the Quran. Wa ashabul layl, and the companions of the middle of the night. They are not of those people that sleep a whole night. They will stand up, take wudu, make salah, read the Quran. Once again, Jamaat Muslim, we haven't got time to waste. So that's why we make immediate dua that Allah must grant us to be of those people. Jamaat Muslim, the Quran is so great, so wonderful. If we, for example, tonight, all of us, just go home with the message that we've heard tonight, the very first ayah that was read by Sheikh Abdul Rahman Sa'adin, then all of us will be of the fortunate, the lucky people, we will enter Jannah. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْ رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. Those people who feared Allah, who lived with taqwa, they will be led to the Jannah in different groups, zumara, depending on your level of taqwa. Hatta إِذَا جَاءُوهَا, until they come to the doors of the Jannah. وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا, the doors of the Jannah are open, waiting for them. And the malaika in charge of the Jannah will say to them, Salamun alaykum, peace be on you. Tibatum, you've lived a good life, a pure life. Tadakhuluha khalidin, and enter the Jannah and stay in the Jannah forever. The Jannah is not for 500 billion years. The Jannah is not for 500 billion years. Can you imagine how long is 500 billion? The Jannah is not for 500 trillion years. It is forever. There's no comparison between this life of this world and the life of the Akhirah. But just to give us an idea, our beloved Nabi Muhammad says, "Ad-dunya sa'a faj'alha ta'a." This life of this world is like 1 hour, 60 minutes. So make it an obedient hour to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tabat Muslim, allow me to first of all say Mubarak, Slamat for Shaykha Aisha Bintu Haji Yusuf Siris for making a great success of this important and wonderful institution, namely Darul Furqan li Tahfidh al-Quran al-Kareem lil Banat. Darul Furqan for the memorization of the Holy Quran, the glorious Quran for females, for girls. This Mubarak institution is most probably one of the first female hip schools in Cape Town. And we say Mubarak for them for the 10 years. It was not an easy task for a young girl like Sheikha Aisha, I think at the age of 18 or 19 years, to take up this challenge of starting an institution of the Holy Quran. But alhamdulillah, with the support of a mother and a father, a brother, Sheikh Muhammad Saleh, a dear sisters, they've made a great success, alhamdulillah, of this institution. So we're not going to clap hands, but I'm going to say takbir, and you say Allahu Akbar. Takbir! Takbir! Jazakumullah khairan. Alhamdulillah, and it is not strange that Sheikha Aisha is making a success of this institution. A great uncle, Sheikh Ahmed Mihadi, was the very first president of the Muslim Judicial Council and highly respected by all the Muslims in Cape Town and South Africa. May Allah grant him high place in Jannah. Our other grandfather, Mutatib Sears, was a mu'adhin, and I can remember as a young child, wherever you see Haji Muhammad Tayyib, you will see him walking to the masjid. Whether he's in Grassy Park, or Weinberg, or Sherwood Park, he knew where are the doors of the masajid of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And dana asli so khasunti mazmadwa Allah mufam khasunit and stake tafakhan inshaAllah. And then I want to say, Jamaat Muslimin, that our beloved Nabi alayhi salam said, if Allah grants you as a mother and a father, three daughters, and you raise your three daughters in a way that Allah wants you to do it, and our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Rasulullah says, I and those and the mother and the father of those three daughters will be like this in the Jannah. Allah has granted Haji Yusuf four daughters. And Haji Yusuf and Haji Shireen, their main concern was that their children must learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we want to make a special dua for Haji Shireen and Haji Yusuf, that Allah must grant both of them to be like this with our beloved Nabi Muhammad in the Jannah. And we make dua for Darul Furqan, that Allah must grant him many, many more years. And Allah must give the strength to Shaykh Aisha to be able to teach our children the ways he has taught them, alhamdulillah. Now the other day I was at a function, and there was a young girl reading. And after she read, I asked her, where did you learn? And she was presently at somebody else. She said, Sheikh so and so. I said, then where did you start? She said, by Shaykh Aisha Siris. She said, Father, I say, because of the Maharids, the way you are bachaying the Holy Quran. And alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant, as Hamzah indicated earlier, that at least one of our daughters will be able to learn Hafiz al-Quran. So I want to mention there's something special also tonight. Shaykh Aisha has reminded me. We have a sister here, her name is Kauthar. She has embraced Islam tonight, alhamdulillah. We welcome her to this special function, and we make dua that Allah must grant her, inshallah, to be a good Muslim, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must grant an open embrace for the noor of Islam.